Hello, this is Pastor Brandon Fender, and I'd like to welcome you to another transforming message from right here at Living Way Church. I believe that your life will be impacted by the words you hear today. For more faith-based content, check us out on all social media outlets. Now let's go live into the message.
In the last days, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." I want to talk to you today on the subject, don't stop the flow. Don't stop the flow. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You may be seated. Paul would write to us in Thessalonians 5:19 and say, "Quench not the Spirit." To put that in our vernacular, don't stop the flow. You see, God is a God that does not make one-time deposits. But when God puts something into your life, it is a self-sustaining flow. It's over and over. We hire a lot of people around here to do things constantly to maintain this property. A lot of one-man businesses, one-man contractors. And it's difficult to get them to perform. And I said to my assistant Judy yesterday or Thursday, I said, "Why is it that it's so difficult?" She said, "You got to understand their mindset. They don't come and do a job until they're out of money. And when they're out of money, they show up and say, 'Let me get that job done so I can get that check.' So they can go down to the beer joint. It must be terrible to live that way." I've literally embraced what John Osteen told me 35, 40 years ago. Live off the top of the barrel. When you live off the top of the barrel, your stress level goes way down. When you're living at the bottom of the barrel and you don't know whether you can make your next payment, whether you can keep your house, whether they're going to pick your car up, you live in a stressful atmosphere. But when you live off the top of the barrel, you've got a totally different attitude. And God is a God that loves flow. God loves things that flow. If you look at it in the Word of God over and over, when David talked about the blessing of God, what did he say? He said, "My cup runneth over." Why is that? It looks like God would shut it off when it got full, but God doesn't shut it off when it gets full. God wants you to overflow because he loves flow so much. Because when you overflow, that means everybody in your vicinity, everybody in the sphere of your influence now becomes a partaker of the blessing of God. How many people realize it is God's goal to bless you? There are things that thrill you, things that satisfy you. The thing that thrills God, the thing that satisfies God is to bless his people. The Bible tells us that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God loves flow. If you look at Isaiah chapter 43, the Bible teaches us that he's going to do a new thing, and there are going to be rivers in the desert. Rivers in the desert. That's a constant source. God does not want to be a God that just does something in your life and then it dries up. God wants there to be a constant flow in your life. When you talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, when God chose to give humanity the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is the most exhilarating experience that you can possibly have spiritually. When God chose that, he said it's not going to be a cistern, it's not going to be a cup, it's not going to be a pitcher, but he said it's going to be a river that flows out of you. And so when this experience comes into your life, it's supposed to create a flowing experience and a flowing effect, and the devil wants you to receive something from God and then stop. There's nothing better financially than a revenue stream. It's good when somebody gives you $100 or $1,000 or $10,000, but what is best is a revenue stream. When we talk about tithes and offerings in this church, that's God's invention because it's literally a revenue stream. We've had people give this church. Jesse's given us $25,000. Darlene Bishop gave us $50,000. We've had two or three members that were able to give us $50,000. But that's not what sustains this church. What sustains this church is the perpetual flow of your giving, your gifts, and your tithing, because that is a stream, that is a flowing. And God wants to do that for your life. And God wants to do that in the Spirit. It's not just good to have a great service. I used to go to churches that would be as dead as 4 o'clock. But then every once in a while, they'd have a big service, and they'd just shout and praise God, and then it would die again for 2 months. That's not the way God wants to operate. God wants us, every time we're in this building, that there be a flow of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit now comes from out of us because we are recipients of the Holy Ghost. And he said, after you've done that, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You have a responsibility, not just in your giving and your attendance, but you have a responsibility now as a child of the living God and a member of God's church to be a source of which flows out of you the Holy Spirit. When we come into this building, there's certain climates that need to be created. That climate is a climate of life. That climate is a climate of joy, and I'll show you that in just a moment. But it's a climate of expectancy. Where does that come from? And somebody said, well, it comes from God. Well, it certainly does, but it comes through you. You remember, our weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Well, the reverse is true. God's Spirit now flows through us. And so the devil's objective is to stop the flow. But you have a responsibility to be in prayer throughout the week. You have a responsibility to be a prayer warrior. You have the responsibility to release the Spirit of God so that it flows through you. Because what flows out of you creates the universe of God's church, that other people might be drawn into the vortex of what God is doing, that they might be gloriously saved. Because we are saved, and we remember when we were not saved. But freely you receive, now freely give. In other words, you received. Do not stop the flow. We have a little problem in the church today worldwide, and that is that we have now tried to make the message so appealing to people that we will adjust the message no matter what it is. If we find out somebody doesn't like a particular part of the Word of God, then we will just avoid that. I had a pastor friend here in San Antonio told me, said, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in speaking in tongues. But we never allow that to be mentioned in our church because it's very controversial and we do not want to offend people. We have to realize that the role of the church is twofold. It's to reach out to those that are lost and say and get them saved. But it's also an agency of separation. That we are not to compromise God's Word, but we're to let God's Word have a free flow, to have a free course. We can't compromise God's Word simply because the number one giver doesn't like God's Word. We've got to say God's Word is more important than money. God's Word is more important than attendance. God's Word is more important than appeasement. God's Word is more important than a democracy where everybody says, well, that's what we agree on. If it's God's Word, we have to let it flow. But sometimes we get so sensitive about people and their likes and their dislikes, if we're not very careful, we stop the flow of God's truth, of God's Word, of God's Spirit. Well, I don't like it when people praise God. It makes me nervous. Well, you'll just have to be nervous because this is God's house and we're going to let the praise flow. We're going to let it flow because that's God's Word. You know, one of the most amazing, and I'm a big fan of medical science. What medical science has accomplished is just mind-boggling. And God has given man the intellect and the intelligence and the ability to develop so many things. But one of the great miracle drugs that we know is penicillin. It was first used in 1928. It was discovered by a man named Fleming. And what penicillin is, it is what fights the bacteria that comes in our body. And it is an amazing thing when you can go and you have some kind of a bacteria and they give you a shot of penicillin, and in a few days that is gone. And there are some people that say, you know, when you go to the doctor or you have any procedure, they say, are you allergic to anything? And it's always a great privilege to be able to say, no, I'm not allergic to anything. Give me anything that's going to help me. You know, there are a lot of people in the church that are allergic to certain things. If you talk about tithing, they're allergic to that. If you talk about worship, they're allergic to that. If you talk about giving, they're allergic to that. If you talk about godly living, they're allergic to that. And so what we do as professionals, we say we better not be on that subject because there's a lot of people that have an allergy to truth. But truth is the serum that will heal all of us. Is there not a balm in Gilead? And so 10% of America claims that they are allergic to penicillin. That means when they go to the doctor and one shot of penicillin would kill the bacteria that is raging in their body, they say, I can't take that because I'm allergic to it. 10% of Americans claim that they are allergic. The truth is, it's 0.03. But there is 9.97% that say they're allergic. And they say that because of disinformation and fear. It is the thing that would cure them. There's a lot of people that think they are allergic to God's remedy, but you're not really allergic. The devil just wants you to live with disinformation and fear. Because if the flow of God's Holy Spirit and the flow of God's Word were to be allowed to come into your life, it would resolve the problems in your marriage. It would heal your body. It would solve the dilemma in your life. It would bring restitution to all the chaos that is about you. It would bring your children into the fold of God. But you say, I'm allergic to that. And so you choose to go to a church that doesn't preach God's Word, and you choose to go to a church that doesn't have a move of the Holy Spirit because I'm allergic to the thing that would heal me. The truth is they're not allergic to it, but the devil wants to make them think they are. He wants to make them think that they know more about God's plan than God does. God's got a plan. By the foolishness of preaching, the preaching of the Word of God, it's not poems, it's not philosophy, it is the Word of God. To those that perish, it is foolishness, but to we which believe, it is the power of Almighty God. We have to allow in Living Way Church to let the Word of God flow without compromise. You say, well, I was bringing my friend, but when you said so-and-so, I said not 6 months ago, and I love homosexual people. I have a lot of homosexual friends, and they're wonderful people. They're very kind, so many of them. There's, like everybody else, you can't generalize. There's good and bad, and there's people that are mean-spirited and people that are sweet. But I just said, according to the Word of God, homosexuality is sin. You say, well, I don't like you saying that. Well, it's not me. I'm not very original. I quote God all the time. I don't have many original thoughts, and if I do, they're not any good. God's Word is yea and amen. And this young girl that had been coming, she talked to me, and she said, Pastor Steve, I've been coming to this church for a year now. And she said, I always thought you were a man of love, and you were a man of peace and inclusion. But when you said homosexuality is sin, now I did not denounce any individual. I didn't talk about any particular person. I'm just declaring homosexuality is a sin, just like adultery is a sin. But she said, when you said that, she said, I sensed such a spirit of hate. Oh, I didn't know you. I didn't say I hated anybody. But immediately she went to that because it was something that offended her. But friend, if it is God's truth, we've got to let it flow. Because it's God's Word that saves us. It's God's Word that delivers us. We cannot stop the Word of God. We've got to let it flow. And so you can say, well, I'm allergic to that if you want to. But the truth is, it is the thing that will save you. If you've got sin in your life, sin is a disease. And the only thing that will save you from sin is there is no remission of sin without the blood of Jesus Christ. We must preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And so when God gave us the power of the Holy Spirit, He said it's not going to be a one-time deposit. It's going to be a flowing experience. every day of your life, you ought to allow the Holy Spirit to flow out of you. You say, well, I'm not going to be able to be in church on Wednesday because of this or that. I understand that sometimes you can't be here. Most of the time, you should be here if you love God and the house of God and the people of God and the place that God has stationed as a soul-saving station. You ought to be in the house of God. But even if you can't be here, that doesn't mean that you can say, well, I'm just going to kind of dam up the Holy Spirit for today. Every day of your life, the Holy Spirit ought to be flowing out of you. You need to learn to pray every day, to worship every day, to set forth what God is doing in you. When God promised the Hebrew people that they were going to have a promised land, what did He say? He said it's going to be a land that flows with milk and honey. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that the gift that God gave you last week is not the end. There is a river that flows. It will bring new gifts to you every day. He loadeth His benefits on me daily. When Ezekiel talks about the church and he pictures the church, what it's supposed to be in Ezekiel chapter 47, what did he say? He said, out from beneath the tabernacle door there comes a river, and that river is flowing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a responsibility, and that is to come into this church on Sundays and Wednesday and make sure the river is flowing. When we get together, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to praise God until every blockage is gone. We're supposed to praise God until everything that God wants to perform is recognized. This is not supposed to be a place of death. This is not supposed to be a place of talking about what happened last year or 20 years ago. It's what's happening right now. Is anything flowing out of your life? Or praise is flowing out of your life? Is gratitude flowing out of your life? And so Ezekiel gives us this picture of the church of the living God. And it's a church that is so filled with God's Spirit that it cannot be contained in the church. Remember, God loves flow so much that He overflows. My cup overflows. His church needs to overflow with love and power and goodness and inclusion. That's God's church. So He couldn't contain it in the church. It began to flow out the door and down the street. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe there is a power in the Holy Spirit so powerful that it can escape these four walls. It can escape this great building and flow out into the parking lot and down the freeway and to all the areas of San Antonio. But it depends on whether we let it flow out of us. I received it and now I'm going to bottle it up. No, I'm not. I received it and now I'm going to release it. I'm going to let it go again. I'm going to show it in kindness. I'm going to show it in inclusion. I'm going to show it by wrapping my arms of faith and love about people. I'm going to let people know what the Lord has done for me, that God loves them as much as He loves me. Look how the Lord has changed my life. Fill this place up with the Holy Spirit and let it flow. And the Bible said that God showed them the river flowing out of the church, and He said, I want you to see how great it is. He said, go get a measuring line and measure it. And the man went out to measure it, and he measured as much as he could, but after a while it was beyond measure. You know, the Bible said about Christ that He was given the Spirit without measure. Do you know that's what God wants to do in your life? Is not just give you a gift, but give you a gift without measure. That every day it's replenishing itself. Every day it's renewing itself. Every day is bigger than the day before. Every day is greater than the day before. No matter what you've experienced, praise God, God's got a new thing. He said, in the last days, I'll do a new thing. I'll put streams in the desert. God's got things in your life that you haven't even thought about yet. You say, well, I've got enough. Oh, you don't have enough until it's overflowing. You don't have enough until it's running over. God said, I want it to flow out of your belly. Don't stop the flow. You say, I'm feeling better now. I'm going to heaven now. I guess I'll stop. Oh, no, ladies and gentlemen, that's just the beginning. You're now to be a conduit of God's love and God's power. Let it happen in this church like it happened in the temple in Ezekiel 47. Let it fill until it fills to the ceiling, until we can't contain it here, and then it flows outside the door. And he said, finally I looked at that water, and he said it was up to my ankles, and then it was up to my knees, and it was up to my loins, and up to my waist. And after a while, he said, my feet couldn't touch bottom. I just had to begin to swim. Ladies and gentlemen, Don't count heads when you come to the Living Way Church and say, I wonder how many people here today. That's not the ultimate end. The ultimate end that this place be an overflow of God's presence and God's power and God's Spirit. He said, if you let it overflow, if you lift me up, I will draw all men unto me. It doesn't do any good to bring people to church if there's not a flowing of God's presence. It's not enough just to hear a sermon and to see some worship and see people praising God. We've got to have the Spirit of God. I met a woman going out the door last Sunday in church. She said, it's the first time I've ever been here. And she said, I can't believe what's happened. I just can't contain it. And tears were just rolling down her face, and she's trying to find a handkerchief. And she said, when I walked in this place, it just got all over me. And I could tell she was not used to it. It was a new experience. Oh, friend, somebody might say I'm allergic to it, but we can't withhold penicillin. Do you know how many people that on a conservative estimate that penicillin has saved their life? A conservative estimate is that 200 million people have been saved by the drugs of penicillin and the family of penicillin. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody might say they're allergic. Well, if they are, I feel sorry for them, because it's the only antidote that God's got. It's the only remedy God's got. It's not might, it's not power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Ladies and gentlemen, let us worship until God's Spirit fills the house. Let us praise God until the intensity of God's person is so strong in this building that it's a tangible thing. Even the most carnal among us can say, there's no doubt about it. This is the door of heaven and the gate to heaven. The Spirit of God is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that the vast majority of you people in this building have received the gift of God. But don't bottle it up. Don't stop the flow. Let it flow out of you. Everywhere you go, I've said it often, you ought to be able to track the path of a Christian throughout his work day. If he goes to Walmart, there ought to be a checkout person there. Said, oh, I remember that lady. When she was here, she was just so full of love, and she just shared with me. I just felt better all day. Have you ever been around somebody that when you leave them, you know that you feel better than you did when you met them? It's because something is flowing outside of them. It is a joy that cannot be contained. It's a power that cannot be channeled. It is the power of Almighty God that knows no walls. And he said, so that river flew out from beneath that tabernacle door. He said, I couldn't stop it. I waded in it. Finally, I swam in it. And then he said, I watched that river. He said, it went down the street, and everything that it touched lived. You know, that's what God wants for the church. We do not want to discriminate against anybody or anybody's lifestyle, because we believe that the flow of God's power and God's love and God's Spirit is able to save to the uttermost. No matter what your trial, your tribulation, your lifestyle, no matter how damaged it is, friend, if you can receive what I have received, it will change and transform your life. One of the most beautiful ladies in this church told me between services, she's a young lady, probably around 30 years of age. She said, Pastor, I've been here 1 year now. You have no idea how this church has changed my life in 1 year. It's not the church, it's the river in the church. It's the flowing in the church. Let it flow. Let it flow. Quench not the Spirit of Almighty God. You have received an experience. That's the reason why we urge every convert, every believer, every attendee of Living Way Church to get filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Not just because of what it will do for you, because praise God, it will boomerang. It'll come right back out. Instead of being somebody in lack and need all the time, you become a source of blessing to your family and your friends and your community. And somebody said, what in the world is different about you? There is something flowing out of me. It's God's Spirit. It's God's power. It's God's love. It's God's supernatural anointing. You don't have to be a preacher in a cathedral somewhere to be anointed. Every one of God's people ought to be anointed. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke and the bondage. Have you ever seen such heartache? They arrested a man this week. They say that he's killed 90 murderers. He's a serial murderer. Why are all serial murderers white? I'm getting tired of that. Never do they ever arrest a serial killer and he's a person of color. He's always white. That's kind of a bad reflection on my race. But it's a truth, and I don't know why it is. Somebody that is a psychologist, get back with me on that, would you please? But seriously, they say he's probably killed 90 people in his lifetime throughout the United States. The violence that we're seeing and the hurt we're seeing, our government is in a panic. That's the reason why there's so much. You ever say, why is there so much anger in America? I'll tell you why. Everybody's blaming everybody. When you don't have a solution, that's what you do. You blame somebody else. And so the world doesn't have a solution. The progressives are blaming the conservatives, and the Democrats are blaming the Republicans, and the Republicans are blaming the Democrats. The truth is, the fact is, the reason why America's having the hurt and the violence that it's having is because somebody's dammed up the river. Somebody has stopped the flow. And I'll tell you where it started. It started when churches voted God out. We talk about prayer out of school. We need to get prayer back in school. Let's start with getting prayer back in the church. That'd be a good thing to do. When you go to a church and there's no power there, and there's no prayer there, and there's no intercession there, and there's no conversion there, and nobody gets saved. Everybody just continues as they were. The absence is the absence of power and prayer in the church of the living God. Let the church of the living God begin to undam the river. Take out all of your hatred, all of your prejudice, all of your Laodicean, and say, praise God, God's done something for me. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I've got an amazing testimony of what God has done in my life. He saved me. He changed me. He transformed me. Somebody ought to know. Praise God, I ought to have a commercial on TV. Say, this is the way I was, and this is the way I am. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I refuse to be stifled. I refuse to quench the spirit of the living God. Let God's people say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let them shout it out. Let them sing it out. Let them act it out. Praise God. We are a people that have been brought out of sin, and we know what America needs. It doesn't need more good Republicans or good Democrats or progressives or conservatives. What it needs is the church of the living God to get so filled with God's presence that it can't be contained on a Sunday morning, but it breaks out the front door and runs out into the community, and we feel this city and this nation and this world with the power of the Holy Spirit. Can you throw your hands up and give God a praise? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Everything the river touched lived. Church of the living God. We can't do it just by programs pepping people with pretty buildings and cute songs and philosophical sermons. Lord, we've got to let this thing flow out of us. I received a supernatural experience in February 1963 in Mooresville, Indiana. I was filled with the power of God. And there have been times in my life when I've quenched it and stifled it and dammed it up. But God is saying, let it out. Let it flow. Don't stop the flow. Don't stop the flow. When Becky and I first came to San Antonio, we didn't have hardly any money. We didn't know a soul in the city of San Antonio. We did everything we could to let it flow. And I remember on one occasion, we were down on the river. And we were just preaching down there. Sometimes we'd get a permit and sometimes we didn't. Sometimes the police would come, sometimes they wouldn't. But we was down there and we were just preaching. And we'd gathered a few people together by this time and was praising God. And I was preaching on one side of the river walk and on the other side a crowd began to gather and they began to look at us and watch us. And we was just going wild. We was letting it flow. And I saw a man over there with a drink, and he was just laughing and mocking. And then all of a sudden, I saw his glass. He'd come out of the hotel. His glass dropped out of his hand and shattered on the concrete and broke. And I saw this man. He was in a business suit. I saw his hands go up, and I went across that little bridge, and I went over to him, and I laid my hands on him. And God baptized him in the Holy Spirit right there on the river walk. and I was able to talk to him. And he said, "Sir, I'm an Episcopalian. I go to church every Sunday morning. I've never heard anything like this. I never felt anything like this." He said, "Whatever's on you got on me. It came across the river." Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, what's in you is so powerful. It can't be stopped by a river. It can't be stopped by a wall. It can't be stopped by a government. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. He was baptized in the Holy Spirit. And he said, "I'm a lawyer from Columbus, Ohio." And he said, "I have not ever been around anything like this. I go to church every Sunday. I thought I was a Christian." But he said, "I never felt anything like this in my life." And he said, "Where can I go to church in Columbus, Ohio?" He said, "I don't want to go back to my church ever again. I've been going there all of my life and nothing's ever happened. I've got to find somebody like you, someplace like this." And I was able to direct him to a Spirit-filled church in Columbus, Ohio. And he had one of the largest law firms in the city of Columbus, Ohio. And he became a vital force in that church. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, this thing that I have got is genuine. Everybody doesn't have to believe it. Everybody doesn't have to receive it. He said, "Just go to those that are sick." He said, "Those that are well," said, "they don't need a physician." Anybody that's hungry, anybody that's lost, anybody that's looking for something, I can tell you what the answer is. The answer is Jesus, not just in philosophy. The answer is Jesus, not just in joining the church, but it's the flow. It is the uninhibited, unmeasurable Spirit of the living God that was introduced into this world by none other than Jesus Christ himself. And 2,000 years later, we can't change the message. We can flirt with all kinds of methods, and that's fine. But the message is, you must be born again. You must be saved by the blood of Jesus. You need to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and fire. An old mechanic, I know nothing about cars, and I got all kinds of cars and trucks and tractors and four-wheelers and chainsaws and lawnmowers. And when they don't start, I don't know, I have to call somebody. And this old mechanic used to work on my stuff. He'd just get everything started just like that. I said, "How do you do that?" He said, "There's only two answers. Every time I come," he said, "it's ignition and fuel. Ignition and fuel. Those two things." He said, "I isolate it. Is it ignition or is it fuel?" He said, "Once I isolate that, then I just start going down the line until I find what's blocking the fuel or what's stopping the ignition." My question to you is, why aren't you flowing? It's just ignition and fuel. It's just ignition and fuel. You don't have any fuel? Pray until you get filled. Pray until you get filled. Oh, it's the ignition. You don't have the fire. The prophet said it's like fire shut up in my bones. Why aren't you flowing? It's ignition and fuel. Get filled with the Spirit of God. Get the ignition of God's Word. The Word is the ignition and the Spirit is the fuel, praise God. And when that happens, you won't sit down and shut up. You won't be stifled. You won't be shown the back door. You won't sit on the back seat. You'll say, "I'm sorry, but I can't stop the flow. It's flowing out of me everywhere I go." Your greatest praise should not be in Living Way. Your greatest praise needs to be outside these doors. Your greatest witness should not be in this church. Your greatest witness ought to be on your job. Why? Because I got the fire of God's ignition and the fuel of God's Holy Spirit, and I can't help it. It's just flowing out of me. It's flowing out of me. It's flowing out of me. Let this church be on fire. Let this church be fueled with the power of the Holy Spirit until we can't stop. We just can't stop praising God. We just can't stop preaching the good news of the gospel. We just can't stop sharing with everybody we meet that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Stand on your feet and give God praise today. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shikoroma halalaba kasatalaba. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can't stop the flow. Sister Chris, you were here then. You might remember this. You were involved in it somehow. But I remember them calling me at about 2 o'clock in the morning. And they said, "One of the sisters is dying. We've rushed her to Methodist Hospital. She won't make it through the night." They got her to Methodist Hospital emergency room. They finally got her to a room as best they could. and waited for the ultimate death. She was a Hispanic lady, and they stuck her in this room to die. But they didn't have a private room. They had to put her in with an African-American sister. And that woman, she was sick, but not that sick. And when she looked over, she just started singing. She started singing. And here is this Hispanic lady dying. But she was a member of our church, or at least she'd been coming some. And she recognized what was going on. And when I got to that, when I got dressed and got down to that church, down to that hospital, they didn't have to tell me what room to go to. There were nurses on duty. It's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It's supposed to be quiet in the hospital. But friend, when you got a woman there that's filled with the Holy Spirit and another woman that is a willing recipient, you just can't stop the flow. And she was singing to the top of her lungs and praising God. And all of a sudden, that little Hispanic woman joined in with her, and she began to worship the Lord with her. I don't want to tell you that 2 or 3 days later. I'm going to tell you about the shift coming on in the morning. They released her and said, "We don't even know why they brought her in. There's nothing wrong with her." The truth was, they had told me 6 hours before she wouldn't make it through the night. Oh, honey, I tell you that weeping may endure through the night, but joy is coming in the morning. If you'll just let it flow, just let it flow. You've got it inside of you. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Turn it out. Praise God. Don't quit praising God. Praise God in the morning. Praise God at noon. Praise God in the evening time. Praise God when you get a raise. Praise God when you get fired. Praise God when they love you. Praise God when they hate you. Praise God when they criticize you. Praise God when they brag on you. Said, "Oh, praise God, my help is not in man. My help is from the Lord. And it's not only on the outside, it's on the inside. It's flowing out of me right now. Praise God, what I need to heal me is already inside of me. The Spirit's in my belly, and the word of faith is in my mouth. I am healed. I am healed. I am set free. I am delivered. A way is made." Praise God. Give God some praise in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's somebody in this building right now that you're under doctor's care and your condition is steadily deteriorating, and he's going from one drug to another drug, and his report's not been good for the last 90 days. Friend, you ought to just turn it loose and let it flow. And while you're coming down that aisle with both hands raised, there's a God that will go into your belly, go into your heart, go into your blood system, go into your brain, go into your ear, go into your body, go into your loins, go into your kidneys. Praise God. And your body will be healed even while you're coming. The Bible said they were healed and made whole as they were going. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my sister, I rebuke sickness. I rebuke malfunction. By the name of Jesus, by the ignition of God's word, by the fuel of God's spirit, I say, be whole, healed in the name of Jesus. Just turn it loose. Let it flow here on a Thanksgiving Sunday before Thanksgiving. Let God do what he wants to do. In the name of Jesus, I release it. Shaka satalabaya, the flow of God's power, of God's Holy Spirit. I'm not going to stop the flow. We need a miracle right now in your body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, just believe.